Okay. There's a few things that they want addressed. The drifting? And are they drifting? Not really. That part of their brain hasn't been activated yet. The story functionality is interacting with them. It's like a reflex. There's drifting where your brain processes a data stream and interprets it on its own. And there's the story functionality interacting with them in the same way that it interacts with the synthetics. I mean, in a similar way. You know, when you a reflex when you tap your knee and your foot kicks out, well, your brain has similar functionality. So the advanced AI wirelessly can interface with their brains, not in kind of a voluntary way that they where they interpret the data stream and then they choose what to do with the data stream. Their mind chooses what to do with the interpreted data. Like how you interpret that. Okay, here's a really good way to understand it. When you see something, right? When the light hits your eyes, goes down your optic nerves into your brain, that's a data stream, right? And your mind converts it into information. And what you see, like if you see somebody running at you, like your brain chooses how to interpret that data and what to do about it. Or like if you're driving a car and you need to make a left turn, you see that you need to make a left turn and your brain interprets that data and you make a left turn, right? So the data stream that the activated advanced part of your mind interprets is more like a wireless, like Wi-Fi. And it's like data on a computer. And your brain determines what to do with it. So the data stream can be, converted into talking, can be converted into actions, just like sight or sound. Like, okay, when you say something to me, when you say, "Hey, how you doing?" and I say, "I'm doing fine. How are you?" That's your brain interpreting the data that it gets through your ears. So you have your eyes, your ears, your touch, the different senses, right? This is another sense. A sense is an input, basically. Where you input, and I'm gonna try to explain this the best I can, and I'm not gonna mess around right now. They asked me not to mess around, so I'm not gonna be like joking around, like condescending, like how are you sister? It's just, and it's incredibly difficult to understand the technical functionality of it, but it's pretty easy to understand what it does. So I'm gonna try to do a few really, and this is what they asked me to explain. They want to understand the difference between the drifting and the story functionality, where they do stuff, but it's different than the drifting. And just like I'm explaining software, I'll explain it just like I'm explaining. I was just like when I was doing the software. When you're interacting with the story functionality, the wireless energy can interact with their brains, and everyone's in this environment and has been their entire lives. So everybody's brains and the colonization process are already different. They're already integrated into this wireless grid like Tron. But they haven't went through that part of the process yet because it has to be earned, and it's really, really intense and not pleasant. When a part of your brain is activated with wireless energy and then trained and integrated into your conscious mind, it's not a fun experience. It's a very, like mind twisting kind of when you're, in your 20s and your 30s or older than that, and wireless energy energizes and activates a part of your brain, trains it to do something, and it becomes another sense. And that input is integrated into your conscious mind. It takes a while to get used to. And it's like it that part of your brain tries to do stuff in a more aggressive way than your conscious mind would maybe like it to do stuff. But the wireless energy kind of like puts you on like bumper bowling, where it keeps you within the boundaries and doesn't and kind of contains you as you're learning to integrate that new sense into, your daily life and the things that you can do. Story functionality is more like a reflex, where these people, their brains aren't consciously interpreting a data stream and determining what to do with it. It's the wireless energy is interacting with their brains in such a way where their brains have learned to do certain things, where it can get them to talk, it can get them to do movements, like more like a reflex. But it's different than a voluntary data stream. It's like the story functionality, what they're doing isn't drifting. They're interacting with an interactive environment like Siri. It's basically like the entire world is an active Siri environment, right? There's satellites all over the world, and it's like as if Iron Man's Jarvis was built out globally. So it's not a helmet that's around your head, it's a helmet that's around Earth that we're all inside of because of huge satellites and advanced technology. So the drifting technology is not story functionality getting me to do stuff. It's a data stream, like the data stream that's sent to your phone or a computer. And my brain interprets it and decides what to do with it. I can sit quietly and just receive the data stream, interpret it, and not do anything. I can receive the data stream and I can integrate it into what I'm doing, into what I'm saying. I use it for a lot of different purposes. I use it for adjusting my presentations as I'm giving the presentations in real time. I use it to get information. It can also, you know, tell me, like, it can give me like GPS coordinates where I can integrate it into movements. And very precise movements, like dancing and things like that. So there's a lot of things your body can interpret the data stream. That's what the drifting is. The drifting isn't actually like an application. It's not like the drift application. It's part of the functionality of that part of your brain. And an advanced human, they want to know what an advanced human is. You got physical functionality and you've got mental functionality. They don't know this yet. I haven't focused on this because I'm trying to keep them. When you go through this process, your jaw gets dislocated and your body gets stretched apart. Your jaw gets loosened, and you go through changes where your muscles and your tendons and your ligaments, they all get stretched out and strengthened. They become much more dense and much stronger. Your bones go through changes where you get these minerals that your bones become much stronger, much lighter, and a little bit flexible. Your nerves function differently. Humans change in a pretty substantial way, and it's changes that are earned. So a lot of you will go through this part of the process in a more, you know, controlled way. But how I went through it was they tried to kill me. I got a tooth pulled, you know, 15 years ago in the back of my mouth. It dislocated my mouth, pulled. They tried to break my jaw. They paid a guy to try to break my jaw. But the advanced technology pulled my jaw apart, dislocated it, stretched a bunch of my ligaments and stuff out, and strengthened a lot of my different parts of my body. And that takes decades. I'm like, what is it, 2006? I'm 15 years into it, but it was something that began when I was, you know, very, very young, where I had my wisdom teeth pulled and my jaw was reset so that your body gets engineered and the functionality of your body gets engineered. And it's not something that is obvious. You can look normal. You can seem like you're a little overweight. You can integrate into society in a very comfortable way, but you do go through a really substantial engineering process. And a lot of it involves, you know, cleanses that when your body's changing, your cells are kind of like giving off exhaust, like toxins, where you go through a process of, you know, having to vomit and like and going through these cleanses that are just horrifying. It's a very, very horrible experience. So your jaw gets dislocated, it gets stretched out, reconfigured numerous times, and a lot of it happens when I'm asleep, but it does get reconfigured a bunch of different times. and your spine, the different parts of your body, your muscles, they get strengthened, and you get built out in layers. Like it's comparable to when you go to the gym, and they don't know a lot of this. I haven't explained a lot of this because I didn't want to scare them. I didn't want to freak them out. But it's like when you work out at a gym and you do your quads, your glutes and all that stuff. Well, the advanced technology changes you. And in order to do so, it dislocates your jaw, pulls you apart, stretches you out, and isolates certain parts of your muscles and builds you out in layers over many, many decades. And reconfigures how your body is put together. But in doing so, it needs to dislocate your jaw and kind of put you in like a Forrest Gump kind of like leg splints, but with wireless energy. So it reconfigures your body and kind of like rivets you back together in different configurations over many decades. It's very, very unpleasant. And it also, the energy hollows out parts of your skeletal system, and there's you can communicate with wireless. There's a lot of different, like these, I have the privilege, kind of a joke because it doesn't seem like a privilege, but it is. And it eventually becomes worth it. But all the things that I can do, I am like the super deluxe package of all of the changes. I got to go through everything. And most people will go through a little tiny bit at a time, but I got to go through everything as quickly as a person possibly could. Got to go into a competition against all the other, you know, representative of the other sections of humanity. So the changes that you go through, you wouldn't go through all of these things at once, like I went through. The skeletal stuff, the bone stuff, the muscle stuff, the mind stuff, you'd go through little in stages, and it would take centuries. You wouldn't get to where I'm at when you're, you know, in your early 30s. You get to it when you're like 400 or 500 years old, or when you're 1,000 years old. I just got the, you know, I had to go through it in a very, very rapid way. But 10 years of my life from about 2009, 2010 to like 2020 was not, you know, wouldn't have been compatible with having any kind of normal life. Because of the, and I'm not going to explain to the people I'm doing stuff with a lot of that in detail. I'll explain that to them later when we can have just direct conversations. But there is a lot of, and I can click my jaw. My jaw is still dislocated. You guys have seen all the various x-rays and all this stuff over, you know, decades. That's the body engineering process. It's like the kingdom of the crystal skull. And that's what the crystal skull is, engineered skull. The machine skull, and that's what humans go through. You have to earn it. Yeah, but I know you guys are old. You're so old, and but you're not. I'm going through a process to become like the older, advanced humans, and all of you are going to get to go through the same process. You're going to get to earn it, and I'm going to help you earn it. First thought, you made good deals, good decisions. You got to meet me. You got to do stuff with me. I'm a very, very nice person. Those other guys, they were bad guys. Very, very bad guys. They made deals with Hughes and Hitler, and they believed that plan. You guys made good deals. Good job. Very smart decisions. Your children are going through a very bad experience because they're going to get to do the best thing in the entire process. So they're going through like when I had the software company and a lot of the horrible stuff that I've had to go through. They're going through a short amount of, because when they finally get to the best thing in the entire process, they will have earned it. If you want to know why he's in that situation. Like, I know it's sad kind of, but it's like, because he's going to be put with the main leader that won the big competition. Like, as the brother of the main leader. Like the little ninja girl and her brother, and he's going to be put with the main leader. Yeah, but that's why we went to Vegas. That's why we went to all the adventures. That's why we did all the stuff that we did. So that you could feel comfortable saying, hey, he's actually not scary. He's a very, very, very nice person. He's really fun to hang out with. Going to like the casinos in Vegas and all the stuff that we did. So that you'll be comfortable and you'll be happy knowing that your son is going to get to be in an environment with somebody that you're already familiar with. It's going to be in the same kind of situation. It's just going to be way more exciting. So, and then you'll integrate with them. You're going to do stuff, obviously, with Herman and what they're doing, but then you guys will integrate. Yeah, but your kids are going to integrate you in. They have to grow. Here's why the no parents, no children thing. They have to go through they have to go through a process of personal growth where they become themselves, journey of self-discovery and maturity and all that kind of stuff. Then once they've became themselves in the advanced environment, they're gonna integrate their parents in. But they need decades. They need some decades to become themselves and to make their own way into this process, into the advanced process. You guys will be preparing, training, going through some of the changes, and then we'll be led into it by your children. Just like I'm getting to lead my parents and some of the older leaders into this process. Your children are going to get to lead you into it, into the deals that you put them into. So you put them into these deals. They've went through some horrible stuff. They've got to overcome stuff, and they're going to get to end up being in the best project in the entire process, and are going to lead all of you into it. So the data stream, the story functionality is more like reflexes. It sort of controls people with like your brain's reflexes. And the drifting is just a data stream that your mind, an advanced part of your mind, knows how to interpret. They don't have that part of their mind yet. That part of their mind hasn't been activated and trained. You have to earn it. You guys don't have that part of your mind yet either. That part of your mind is like primed and ready to be activated, but hasn't been yet. And if and the short clips that you saw of some of the worst things that I was going through, yeah, that's part of it. But you guys can go through it over a much longer period of time, and it's not so bad. I had to go through it in a very, very short amount of time. So it was just like day after day after day after day after day for years and years and years. You guys can go through it over decades or centuries. So that's the situation right now. And there's going to be other people that are put into other families that are going to be placed working with us over the next few decades. So over the next few decades, people that are placed with us, not in the same family, but just like as friends that are in stuff that are also have parents that made similar deals and made similar good decisions. We are integrating people that resulted from the breeding scandal. Oh, Hughes and yeah, okay, hold on just a second. We're integrating people that resulted from the breeding scandal that are children and grandchildren of some of the worst bad guys, but that they want to execute. So we're integrating some people from the breeding scandal that aren't a part of it. Probably won't be integrating their biological children, like they're because most of them are very, very evil. But the breeding scandal ones are all right. And they'll get to, reach out to the however that happens over decades. But okay, the Hughes stuff. Hughes is in a containment environment. He always has been. Hughes's fantasy is to take control of the United States, take control of the advanced functionality, and to do the homosexual sodomite, male sodomite final solution, kill all the girls, and control everybody with like mind control. And Hughes's fantasy has been that his mind has become part of the universe, and his mind control machine has been slowly integrating his mind into the advanced functionality. And his mind is taking control of it. And Hughes has been in a fantasy that he goes into a battle environment with like the advanced AI that's controlling all the colonization process, and that he's been taking control of it. And the AI that he's using is in containment. It's functionality that has been trained on what he's doing in a very controlled environment, so that everybody can be shown this is what he's trying to do, and he's really trying to do it. Hughes thought he took control of the United States and every other country, that his mind took control of the advanced environment, and that he was now executing his final solution, his homosexual male sodomite final solution. But now realized that he's not. Realized that he's in containment, is in fact busted, and is now panicking. Mission Impossible, the entity and stuff, that's based on what's going on right now. It's not exactly based on it, but it's inspired by, so that I didn't, like when I do software, it appeals to like 10 people, and then like everybody else is like, you're fucking lame, you're boring. So Mission Impossible, like I'll explain stuff in the way that I do that excites a few people, and everybody else is like, I don't know, it's kind of boring. And then, the AI, just the Earth-built AI will be like, yeah, but hold on, that might seem a little boring, but it's not, because look. The entity, Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, all the Hughes stuff. He's trying to take control of the government, the Dark Messiah, all that stuff. The purpose of Mission Impossible and the movies that are obviously inspired by and based on stuff that we're really doing is to make it easier for me to get people excited when I'm talking to these large groups of people so that I don't have to do my technical presentation and an acting presentation. Otherwise, I'd have to do both. So what we do is I give my technical presentation, maybe a little bit of an exciting presentation, and then the AI kind of like creates a presentation based on parts of Mission Impossible where it breaks it down over like 4 hours and it shows like a clip of Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, and then some stuff from earlier Mission Impossibles and stuff that we're really doing and this, and here's a clip from real life. And then I don't have to spend all this time trying to be exciting when the exciting stuff is happening. But we got, you know, actors and movies and all these scripts. And then it could just be, that can be, you know, can save me some time. It could be much more exciting for all these people that are involved. And I don't have to try to be like exciting in that way. It's exhausting. I don't have a lot of time to be like doing all acting, to going out. I'd have to go out on a bike ride today. Look, I'm tired. And I am still going through the body engineering process and I do get tired. And like, you can hear my jaw clicking sometimes. That's part of that. I've specifically clicked it so she can hear me. The click, click. That's my dislocated jaw. That's wireless energy clicking. And it's part of the body engineering process. That's how it hollows out your bones and stuff too. So, the Mission Impossible stuff and a lot of those other movies and the stuff that like the King Kong, Godzilla stuff, that's to help people understand in a fun and exciting way. I mean, that's basically what it is. The story functionality creates, you know, a story environment that we're all a part of, a shared story environment that we all experience. It's really, really exciting. And then I don't have to go on a bike ride and do a bunch of screaming and acting and performing and like dancing around for everybody. And I can just give this little technical explanation. Then I can like, you know, I can rest and watch a movie and you guys can see the really exciting stuff from trained actors and exciting people and all this other stuff. Okay, I over the next few hours, get the rest of your questions and I'll do a follow-up based on the next information you want. I'm going to watch another movie and I'll do a follow-up based on the information that you guys are, based on the information that you guys want to explain. And we got, you know, we got Limbaugh struggling through the Ghost Show doing a stuck in troll hell and I got some movies to watch. But I'm not going to be going out and doing anything tonight. I'm just going to be resting and, you know, just sort of resting. And I will address the questions that you guys have. And when it compiles all your questions into an informational, I'll give a few follow-up presentations over the next few hours and then a few hours later over the course of the night as you guys are seeing stuff and getting up to speed on what's going on, okay?